Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Aren't you so amazing? I am so happy, or as my surfer friends would say, stoked to be with you today. It's Saturday. It is October 3rd, 2015. Bless and praise God for October. October is the most beautiful, beautiful month. I'm airing today at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I apologize, I had to reschedule my show from Friday to today. So I hope that is okay with you. As always, you can always archive the show and listen to it as often and frequently as you like. Today we are believing God, as always, as the Holy Ghost is our number one best helper. That is why Jesus Christ sent the Holy Ghost, is to help us. Help us in our infirmities. Help us when we're washing dishes. Help us at the grocery store. Jesus Christ, who is the image of the Almighty God, the creator of the universe, Jesus Christ, he wants to help us in every area of our life, every minute detail. So allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Allow the Holy Spirit to help you. That's what he's there for. He's there to help you. Some of you might say, Aaliyah, then what are the angels of God for? The angels of God are not to be worshipped as most people do. The angels of God are there for protection. The angels of God are messengers sent from heaven to answer our prayers, to go before us. They are very important. So they are helpers we have as Christians. We should be the happiest, the loveliest, the most joyful people on the planet, because we have literally, figuratively, and eternally the whole host of heaven helping us. Isn't that exciting? I am so excited. I love you guys. And now we're going to start with the worship song. This is Lead Me by Sanctus Real. I'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in today.
You will.
Praise the Lord. Isn't that a beautiful song? Again, that was Lead Me by Sanctus Real. You know, whenever I hear a song, and I'm not much of a music person, but I do love worship. I do love true worship and worshiping the Father in spirit and truth, because music now is so, the music of today has an unconscionable effect on our minds, and it creates in us habits and actions that could be contrary to God's will. So I'm very, very, very selective in the music that I select for the show and the music that I listen to in my personal life. What you hear me is what I do in my personal life. I'm very transparent, so there's no second life or there's no ulterior motive with me. I'm pure through the Holy Spirit, and I only want what's best and beautiful for you, and I know what's best and beautiful for you is the will of the Father and the leading of the Holy Spirit. So this song is very special because it talks about the husband and wife relationship and the husband saying, Father, teach me how to lead. Isn't that the cry of our hearts? Father, teach me, give me wisdom. Because in Jesus is hid, and the Father is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Jesus, teach me how to lead. Teach me how to be a husband. Teach me how to be a father. If you're in a relationship where you're not married, and it is a courtship where you're looking to marry that person, ask the Holy Spirit. Teach me, Holy Spirit, how to be a good girlfriend. Teach me how to be a friend. Teach me what you want me to do in this relationship. Is this the will that you have for me to be in this relationship? So, as you can see, the Holy Spirit will take this radio show in many directions because He knows who's listening. He knows who's going to be listening later tonight or a month from now or maybe even a year from now. But He has a special message for every person that's listening. And so that's why it's important if there's a, well, not if, but for a minister or a pastor specifically who was chosen to be a under-shepherd, because the shepherd is Jesus Christ, we're under-shepherds of a church, that you hear from the Holy Spirit, that you're led by the Father in what you're going to preach, because He will send somebody there in your pastorship that needs to hear what the Father is saying, who may have a broken heart, who may be going through problems with their family, who may have a drug addiction, who may have suffered molestation and is grown and is still suffering the effects of that. The Holy Spirit, through one word from heaven, can break the chains of darkness. But you have to have two things in order for the Holy Spirit to do that. You have to have faith. You have to believe. I mean, you have to have faith in God's word. That's the number one step, to believe that God can do that. And the second step is to confess it. Father, in Jesus' name, I forgive that person that did this to me. I forgive them and I repent. Confess it and remove it in the name of Jesus. Because you know what the Word of God says? The Word of God says the Holy Spirit mortifies the deeds of the flesh. That's in Romans. Mortifies the deeds of the flesh. That's why it's so important when God says to read your Bible. Because reading our Bible is not to make God more amazing. He's already amazing. I mean, come on. Jesus Christ is the most amazing man that ever walked the earth and will be. There will be nobody more amazing, more awesome than Jesus Christ. So we read the Bible so we could become equipped, so we could become soldiers for Christ, so we could become examples, because we are ambassadors for Christ, so we can become who we are. So we can grow in the knowledge and the wisdom of Christ. That's why we read the Bible. We don't read the Bible so we can be a laughing stock. We don't read the Bible so people could hate us. They hated Christ. So if they hated Jesus, if the world hated the Lord, I mean, we are the creator. We are his creation. So don't be offended if somebody hates you. I think you should rather rejoice. Rejoice that people hit you for the gospel's sake. Because you know what? Great is your reward in heaven. So we have to keep things in perspective. We really have to keep things in perspective. We read the word of God not so we can make God more amazing, or we can show God how amazing we are, but we read the word of God because he commanded us to, and we read the word of God so we can show as true Christians. Now, if you don't have any interest in being a true Christian, you just want a title, then you're not reading the word of God for the right reasons. But if you are a true Christian and you desire to grow, the word of God is meat. The word of God is drink for babies. The word of God is meat. And then as you grow, you could be able to handle the sword of the Spirit. What is the sword of the Spirit, which is our armor? Our armor is, you gird about your loins up with the truth, with the truth. You shod your feet with preparation of the gospel of peace. You put on the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So as you're partaking in the word of God, as you're drinking it if you're a baby, and as you grow from baby to adulthood, and you're able to handle the word of God, you're able to carry your sword. A lot of Christians in battle right now, I wish there weren't a lot of Christians, but there are. There are a lot of Christians right now who are battling the devil, and their sword is laying on the floor. And Jesus is looking at you and like, I mean, wouldn't you look at someone who has the battle, who has laid down their armor, who has their sword by their side, and they're getting beat up by the devil? That is not the way we're supposed to live our lives. Our lives are supposed to be victorious, more than conquerors. I'm going to tell you, saints, I'm going to tell you something about the devil. He is powerless against you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. You're talking about how sick you are. You're glorifying the devil because he brings sickness. You're talking about how many problems you have. You're glorifying the devil because he has a part in that. Now, some people, hey, 90% of you are responsible for your own problems. The devil does have some play. The devil does cause problems, but a lot of problems people cause on their own by their wrong choices. That's another show, another whole month of shows, but we're going to stay on what the Holy Spirit is leading me to say. Some people lay down their armor and their sword, and they're getting kicked, and they're getting beat up, and they're wounded. And then you want to walk and say, I'm a testament of Jesus Christ. I'm a testimony. Jesus willingly laid down his life. No man took his life. He laid it down and he rose himself up again. That's the king that we serve. And I tell people this, and because I'm young, and I have young listeners, I have older listeners, I have everyone in between. But Jesus wasn't a punk. He never was or never will be. Jesus is the most wonderful, the most amazing, gifted, talented. He's the most everything of everything that you ever want to be. He is awesome, and I only use the word awesome just for him because I have to research the dictionary to find another word that sums up how amazing Jesus is. He is my all in all, and if you have accepted, and I'll give you an opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, but if you have accepted him into your heart, you are literally engaged to him because he calls us his bride. And so I'm going to get back to the sword now. So Christians who lay down their sword and they're getting beat up, I mean, wouldn't you look at a person who's in battle and they took off their armor and their sword and they're getting beat up? You're thinking, okay, you're letting yourself get beat up. I know we don't want to think that way, but it's true. The Bible gives us clear instructions on how to put on our armor and how to use it. the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Now some of you might say, Aaliyah, where'd you get that from? That is right in the Bible. That is straight from the Bible. Our weapons are not carnal. And so some of you are trying to fight the devil on his turf. You know what his turf is? His turf is your flesh. His turf is your mind. His turf is this world, eyes, the pride of life. That's his turf. And so the Bible is saying, you as a Christian, you can't fight the devil on his turf because you won't win. It's impossible. You won't win. He's a spirit, and you're trying to fight the devil in the flesh? That's his area. We have war in the flesh. Our spirit against the flesh, doing those things that we don't want to do, but we do them. So what the Bible says, what Jesus is saying, hey, put on your armor and take your battle in the spirit. In the spirit realm, that is not his arena. That is not his area. And you do that by praying in the spirit, praying in your holy language, praying in tongues, taking your problems to the Word of God, praying to the Father in Jesus' name. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're having an issue with school and you're not doing well. You're in college. You've got distraction after distraction. You try to study. Someone's knocking on your door. You try to study. Someone wants to go out. And you've become depressed. You've become really depressed. We know depression is not of the devil. We know that. That's a spirit. It's a spirit of depression. And so you take that and you go in your secret closet. I highly believe going into your secret closet, because guess what the Father says when you pray to the Father in your secret closet? Jesus says, do not pray like the hypocrites. You know, you're praying outside, praying out loud so people could hear you. But you go into your secret closet. And when you have shut the door, you pray to your Father in secret. And he, which seeth you in secret, will reward you openly. So that's why I love praying in secret, because God honors it. Now, if you don't have a war room, if you haven't seen that movie, The War Room, that's a great example of a secret closet. If you don't have a war room or a secret closet, make one. Go in the hallway, put some curtains up. Go in the kitchen, put some curtains up. Go in the bathroom, shut the door. That could be your secret closet. Go in your secret closet and pray to the Father. And find a scripture that relates to the spirit of depression. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The joy of the Lord is my strength. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. God knows the plans that he has for me, plans to prosper me, and the plans to give me a future. And then you take that word and you eat it and you digest it and you walk in it and you confess it. And then you thank God for the answer. Father, and so this is what, I'll give you an example of what you can pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I honor you and I praise you and I thank you for hearing me, because I know you hear me always. I love to pray like Jesus prays, because when Jesus prays, his answers get answered. So Jesus says, I thank you, Father, that you've heard me. I know you hear me always. Father, I give this to you. You said that if I cast my cares upon you, you care for me. So, Father, I'm giving this to you. I'm having a tough time concentrating on my studies. There's too much distraction. And, Father, I cast off the spirit of depression, and I cast it into your care in the name of Jesus. I walk in the authority that you have given me, Father. I walk in the kingship and the lordship that you've given me. The spirit of depression, you have no right in my life. I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. As soon as you say that, some people it will lift immediately because your faith is that strong. Other people, it will take the spirit of depression by surprise. Like, what? right? Are you talking to me? But that spirit of depression will definitely obey, because by the name of Jesus, it has to obey. So you think about that right now, and we're going to go into another praise break. This song is called My Story by Big Daddy Weave. I'll be right back.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope that wouldn't let go. And if I told you my story, you would hear love that never gave up. And if I told you my story, wasn't mine. If I should speak, then let it be of the grace that is greater than all my sin, of when justice was served and where mercy went, of the kindness of Jesus that draws.
God, what is your story? Praising our Savior all the day long. That was my story by Big Daddy Weave. And I love that song. That was a really cool song. So we only have about 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in the broadcast. But during that break, God spoke to me. And as we end this episode, and there will be more to come, God willing, He wanted me to tell you on Saturday, October 3rd, 2015, at 11:26 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This isn't your fight. It's not your fight. Why are you fighting a fight that's not yours? Wasted energy, wasted time, resources. And God specifically wanted me, that's what He wanted, specifically wanted me to tell you. And then this goes along with this. Some of you are fighting your spouses like you're in a battle. A marriage was never supposed to be a competition. Never. God created marriage because it exemplifies the relationship that He has with His Son. It exemplifies the relationship that He has with us, Christ with His bride. So you're fighting your wife. If you're fighting your husband, you're out of the will of God, because the husband is supposed to love his wife like Christ loved the church. And the woman, the wife, is supposed to respect or reverence her husband and love him. Women, if you don't know how to respect your husband, there are a plethora of resources online on how to do that. Pray about it and ask God for help. Men, if you have no clue how to love your wife as Christ loves the church, or you don't even know what that means, again, there are a plethora of resources online on how to do that. And also, you could hear it directly from God the Father, from His heart, if you pray to Him and ask Him. And so now we're going to end our show with this information. If you desire to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God says that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you confess, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ has died and risen from the dead, you will be saved. So believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that He died on the cross for your sins. He died for the cross for your sins. And He rose the third day for you, because so you wouldn't have to pay for the punishment of your sins in hell. Heaven and hell are real, and they're permanent. Once a person leaves this earth, it is permanent. After this, the judgment. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you haven't forgiven, if you haven't repented of your sins, that means you're going to have to pay for your own sins, and the punishment of those sins is in hell. The devil, God did not create hell for us. He created it for the devil and his angels. So accept Jesus Christ into your heart. Accept Him into your heart, and He will come, and He will love you, and He will lead you into new ways and everlasting. He loves you already. That's why you're listening to this show. We love you, and God bless you. Don't forget to tune in to our next show, which will air in October, 2 weeks from today. God bless you. We love you.